Tokyo Rose.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. No, we're not talking about some World War II reference. It is the Nikkei in Japan that keeps on surging, up 10% in trading today, 12% for the Hang Seng in Hong Kong, and the South Korean market, good news there. Stateside, things not so rosy. Dow closed down about 74 to 89.90. The S&P 500 lost 10. The NASDAQ ended the day in the green, up 7. We'll get the latest gross domestic product third quarter numbers this morning. That could have just a little effect on the markets later today. We'll see if that Fed interest rate cut of a half point lingers into today as well. Earnings reports are starting to trickle out. Insurance company MetLife saw their earnings fall 39% last quarter. Aetna says its third quarter profits fell 44%. And now there's word the insurance industry may be next up for billions of dollars in federal assistance, some of which may be used for mergers and acquisitions. Here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
We got a glimpse of the fragility of the insurance industry last month. AIG got an $85 billion loan from the federal government just to stay alive long enough to sell itself. The question is, are there other AIGs out there, and do they need to be rescued? Mark Lane, a research analyst at William Blair & Company, doesn't think so.
There's not another life insurance company out there that has a similar exposure or similar business profile, so I think that was very unique to AIG.
Still, tight credit and weak investments have damaged the insurance industry, and Lane says some consolidation is inevitable. Robert Hoyt is a professor of risk management and insurance at the University of Georgia. He says consumers probably won't be hurt much if some insurance companies merge.
It's hard to envision a degree of consolidation that would really eliminate the competition that's already there in the market.
Hoyt says the industry is global and remains quite competitive. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
So, does all this talk of financial crisis give you a hankering for a little Gordon Gekko? If Wall Street is rented out, never fear. Soon you'll be able to rent the flick through TiVo. Netflix and TiVo announced a partnership today to stream any of 12,000 movies through TiVo boxes starting in December. Retail sales are way down, and stores are bracing for a less-than-stellar holiday season. But it's another holiday, well, sort of a holiday, that's got retailers screaming with joy. From WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina, Julie Rose has more.
Like most Americans, Candace Rogers is sticking to a budget, but not when it comes to Halloween. She and her friends plan to spend twice as much as usual.
We're going to get two costumes because we have two different parties to go to. I'm looking for probably like a pirate costume and a nurse costume.
That sexy pirate costume runs about $80. It pays to be in the Halloween business right now. The National Retail Federation says people will spend about 3% more this year. Costume seller Philip Morris says Halloween sales are up 20% at some of his stores in Charlotte.
It's an escape holiday. If you want to become a movie starlet, if you want to become the President of the United States, and all of your troubles and all of your woes can be just left behind.
Hundreds of workers are packing orders at a frenzied pace inside the Morris Costumes warehouse. They're a top Halloween wholesaler. Morris says Batman and Indiana Jones are hot this year. So what does a Halloween mogul go as?
I'm going to go home and go to bed. We're working almost 24 hours a day.
And making lots of money. From Charlotte, I'm Julie Rose for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, letting listeners know that October is Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month. More about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
We're continuing our occasional series, What's the Fix, this morning, a look at possible solutions to the economic crisis. And today we jump the big pond and look at British Prime Minister Gordon Brown's plans for the UK. Earlier this summer, his approval ratings had taken a nosedive, but he launched a bank rescue plan, and things are looking up for him politically. In our series, What's the Fix?, Stephen Beard reports on the Brown solution and whether it will save the British economy.
When Prime Minister Gordon Brown unveiled his plan to fix Britain's financial crisis, he was hailed a global saviour. There was a wave of hero worship. Even cool Scandinavians like former Danish Premier Poul Rasmussen succumbed.
He is a hero because Gordon Brown actually made the package which all of us have now tried to do. So Gordon Brown knew how to do in a very, very critical moment.
Brown was the first to use taxpayers' cash to buy shares in troubled banks. That, plus a slew of loans, were aimed at bolstering the bank's solvency. 3 weeks and $800 billion later, the banks look comfortable, but ordinary business people don't feel any more secure.
Small businesses are still finding it difficult to get money to tide them over, to increase their overdraft, to pay the wages, just to get through these very difficult times.
Stephen Alambritis of the Federation of Small Businesses.
We are seeing bankruptcies, closures going up, running at currently 40 small businesses a day collapsing. That's 280 a week.
And here's a company that almost went bust. It makes electrical accessories. The company is profitable, but when its bank lost billions in mortgage-backed securities, it suddenly called in its loans. The boss, Roger Pepenstock, just doesn't believe the Brown bailout will fix the British economy.
Banks still aren't lending. They're becoming in the UK more aggressive about home repossessions and taking loans off companies. I don't see that the money that we've given them is going to help the real economy. I think it's going to shore up their balance sheets and probably pay their bonuses.
Brown says he'll crack down on bonuses and insist on the banks lending at the same levels as last year. But his critics say that's unrealistic. Banks lend less in a downturn. And with less lending, a downturn is where Britain is heading. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Our coverage of the fallout of the financial crisis continues online at marketplace.org. Hope you can join us there. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for joining us. Hope you have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.